Hi, Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
It's now 6:01 p.m., so I'm going to turn the chair over to you. So go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and I'd like to take a roll call. Bill, are you present? None. Mitch, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Robert, are you present?
Yes, I am, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Pat, are you present?
Present.
Very good. So that's 4 to 5. We've got a quorum. So I'll ask if there are any disclosures of pecuniary interests. So I'll leave the mic open, and if there are any, you can speak, please. Hearing none, we'll move to the approval of the agenda. I need a mover and a seconder. Can I have a volunteer to move the approval of the agenda?
I move, Mr. Mayor. Smith.
Smith, thank you. A seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I heard Robert. So moved by Mitch, second by Robert. Kathy, did you want to read the resolution?
Yes. So moved by Councillor Hatfield, seconded by Councillor Reese, resolved that the agenda for the special meeting of council scheduled for Monday, March 30th, 2020, be approved as presented.
And I'll go roll call for a vote. Mitch, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Robert, do you approve?
Yes.
Pat, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's carried. Thank you. There are no delegations or presentations. Under announcements, I'd like to start with just a couple of announcements. First of all, I'd like to thank Maury and her staff for their service during this very challenging time. People are working very hard, and we thank you for your efforts. I'd also make an announcement or tell you that an announcement has gone out about the municipal emergency declaration. If anybody wants more details, feel free to give me a call tomorrow. We can talk about it or talk to Maury as well. Also today, Maury is sending out a notice that we are waiving the interest on late payment taxes and water bills. And these are those bills that are due in the coming weeks, and those late fees interest will be waived until June 30th. And you could read that release. There are more details in the release. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that we will be having a meeting through an electronic council meeting on April the 7th. That's a week from tomorrow. If you can double check with Kathy to make sure that you are available, and if we have quorum, we'll go ahead with that meeting. So those were all the announcements I had. If anyone else had an announcement, I'd ask you to please feel free to speak up and say it. Okay, hearing none, there are no minutes to adopt, no consent agenda. We have a staff report, and Kathy will give us an update orally on that. So, Kathy, I'll turn that over to you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, as you're aware, that on March the 17th, the province of Ontario declared an emergency under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act due to the outbreak of the COVID virus. And the reason it was declared because this a virus could cause, it's a danger of major proportions that could result in serious harm to people. So as a result of that, after that declaration, the municipality of Wawa issued a notice to the residents of Wawa that it was suspending its operations of non-essential services and programs and postponing all the public meetings that were open to the public. And as we're aware, all meetings are required to be open to the public so that the public can participate, so that we are transparent to the public. Then on March the 19th, the province of Ontario passed new legislation which allowed council to conduct electronic meetings during an emergency. And anyone participating via electronic means could be counted towards quorum. So accordingly, I have prepared an amendment to the procedural bylaw to allow council to conduct its meetings electronically, as well as allowing council members to participate in these meetings. So what I'm recommending is that council accept my report and to implement the provisions of the Municipal Emergency Act to permit council meetings to continue during the declared emergency for the special meeting for tonight, as well as pass the bylaw to allow for the electronic meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And I'll ask councillors, if you have a question. Councillor Mitch Hetfield, do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Oh, thank you. Councillor Robert, do you have a question?
No, I don't, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Pat?
No questions.
Thank you very much. So I have before me a resolution to accept staff report number CC 2020-01, and also to amend bylaw number 3253-19. Could I get a mover for that, please? Okay, I heard Pat first. Thank you, Pat. And a seconder?
Robert will.
Robert, thank you. So, Kathy, moved by Pat, seconded by Robert. Do you want to read the resolution, please?
Moved by Councillor Tate, seconded by Councillor Reese. Whereas Section 238 of the Municipal Act 2001, Chapter 25 is amended from time to time, provides that every council and local board shall pass a procedural bylaw for governing the calling, place, and proceedings of meetings. And whereas to protect the health and safety of the people of the community during the COVID-19 pandemic, Council of the Corporation of the Municipality of Wawa has suspended operations of non-essential municipal programs and facilities, as well as postponing non-essential public meetings that are open to the public. And whereas Council of the Municipality of Wawa is generally required to conduct its meetings that are open to the public. And whereas the Province of Ontario amended the Municipal Act 2001 on March 19th, 2020, to allow municipal councils to hold council meetings via electronic participation where there is a period of emergency as declared in all or part of a municipality under Section 4 or under the Municipal Management and Civil Protection Act, Chapter E9, Section 7.0.1. And whereas an emergency was declared under Section 7.0.1 of the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act by the Premier of Ontario on March 17, 2020, and whereas the province enacted new legislation entitled the Municipal Emergency Act 2020, now therefore it is recommended that Council approve the following: 1. To accept staff report number CC 2020-01, to recommend an amendment to the Council procedural bylaw to permit electronic participation of members in meetings during an emergency, and 2. To amend bylaw number 3253-19 to implement provisions under the Municipal Emergency Act 2020 to permit continued council operations during a declared emergency for consideration at a special council meeting for Monday, March 30th, 2020.
Thank you, Kathy. Mitch, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Robert, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Pat, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, that motion is carried. Thank you very much. There's nothing under public meetings. We can go all the way down to bylaws. And we have a resolution to amend the bylaw. And I need a mover and a seconder. Have a mover, please.
I move it, Ron. It's Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch. And a seconder?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Robert. Can you read that resolution, please?
Moved by Councillor Hatfield, seconded by Councillor Reese, resolved that the following bylaw be introduced and read a first, second, and third time, and finally passed, and that the mayor and clerk do sign and seal the same, any rule of this council to the contrary, notwithstanding. Bylaw number 3292-20 to amend bylaw number 3253-19, a bylaw to adopt Municipality of Wawa policy number GG003, proceedings of council and committees.
Mitch, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Robert, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Pat, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. So that motion is carried. Thank you. We have a resolution to go into camera at 6:10 p.m. I need a mover.
I'll move that, Mayor.
Matt, thank you. Seconder?
I'll second it, Ron.
Thank you, Mitch. Kathy, can you read that resolution, please?
Moved by Councillor Case, seconded by Councillor Hatfield, resolved that this committee proceed in camera at 6:10 p.m. in order to address the following matters pertaining to 1, educational issue, council training for electronic meetings for the purposes of educating or training the members of council.
Thank you. Mitch, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Robert, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And Pat, do you approve?
Yes, I approve.
So the motion to go in camera is carried. Thank you. We can move into camera now. So for process now, do we stay on the phone as well as looking at our screens on our computer for this section of the meeting?
All members should disconnect from using the phone at this point and go into the meeting invitation that Jason sent out to use the Zoom application. So disconnecting from the phone at this time is requested.
So just for explanation, I got something on, it says team viewer host. Is that where we go?
No, if that's come up on your screen, please just close it, say okay. And then Jason had sent an email with the meeting ID. Jason, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
A lot of us didn't get that email on the laptops in front of us, right? So is there a meeting ID or a way to link to the Zoom page?
Yeah, I have. I think I might have to reconnect everyone here, but that's why I installed TeamViewer on all the laptops should be connecting as I speak, except for the mayor's because connect.
My laptop's turned on and I have the main screen, but I haven't gone on like Google Chrome or anything. There's just
what's your team viewer ID, Mr. Mayor?
I wrote that down. I have it here somewhere.
Please don't give out the
maybe
my ID.
No,
are you ready?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
If you want to call Jason directly at his office at extension 230, and he can give you those coordinates.
Well, maybe I could ask, are there any members of the public on the line?
Yes.
Yes?
We're going into in-camera now, so we would ask you to disconnect from this call, please, as we're going to be sharing passwords and information that's confidential at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
So if we disconnect, how do we find out if there's anything that happens?
Do you still want me to call? I have the ID number in front of me here.
Okay.